Hi guys, it's Carl here from Camino Ways, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the reasons you should do the Camino in 2018. Now, the first things first, we want to say a happy new year to all our happy pilgrims around the world. Thanks for tuning into the podcast as always. And we know that January is a month that's packed with resolutions, hopes and plans. I do hope that you are still keeping your New Year's resolutions. It's only the 10th of January, so stay strong and try and keep them for as long as you can. And planning, of course, includes travel plans. So this is the perfect time to start planning your Camino before it gets really hectic. You want to give yourself some time to make sure that you've chosen your correct route, that you have your accommodation sorted, you know what you're going to pack, and just give yourself some time to really look forward to it over the next couple of months, especially if you're somewhere wintry or cold, and you can look forward to getting out and getting involved with nature and back out on the trail. So number one is a journey for the soul. And this is lifted directly from the title for our mini film that we put out last year. It's called Camino de Santiago, A Journey for the Soul. Now, pilgrims have been walking the Camino for hundreds of years, and it used to be strictly for religious reasons. But this time and these days, people do it for all sorts of different reasons. But for every pilgrim, it's a trip for the body and the soul. If you haven't seen our mini film, just put the title into YouTube, Camino de Santiago, A Journey for the Soul. Now, number two is time for a real break. And we've broken this down into three R's: reflect, refocus, and renew. If you're looking forward to enjoying your own company and having some time to yourself, some time to reflect and gather your own thoughts, then the Camino is certainly for you. And over the years, we've met many pilgrims who have come to actually need the Camino every year. It's really good for your mental health. Number three ties in with this one. It's digital detox. Now, I know a lot of you are probably listening to this on your smartphone, or you may be listening on your laptop, and that's great. But the opportunity to switch off your phone for a few days and get your walking shoes on is absolutely invaluable. The constant noise of technology, you've got your Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, your emails, push notifications, it comes at you from all angles these days. And it's an opportunity to get out into nature and switch the phone off for a few days. It's really brilliant. And again, that's something that really ties into your mental health and will help you really rejuvenate for when you get back. Number four is to reconnect with people. Now, like we said, if you want to spend some time on your own, the Camino is brilliant, but it's also a brilliant place to meet people. You might start the journey on your own, but few people come back from the Camino not having made at least one friend. It makes us reconnect with all people. It gives us time for some much needed chats on those long walks, and even more needed silences when we walk side by side and meet again at the next stop along the way. It's a truly unique atmosphere, and for anybody who hasn't experienced it, the camaraderie that you will experience on the Camino is second to none. Everybody is all working together and for themselves toward a similar goal. You will come back greeting anyone you meet with a cheerful "Buen Camino," mark our words. So number five is to be part of history. So like I said, pilgrims have walked the Camino for hundreds of years, coming from all corners of the world and exchanging ideas. Whole towns and cities were born and grew along the Camino as pilgrims needed a place to stop for the night, a chapel to pray, and many bridges to cross. You can see that history in the names of the towns, cities, and villages that you've passed. To celebrate this unique heritage and culture, the Council of Europe named the Camino Europe's first cultural route 30 years ago, and that is really significant. Obviously, Europe is full of wonderful routes, but they really singled out the Camino as the be-all and end-all. Over 300,000 pilgrims achieved their Compostela certificate last year and came from over 140 different countries. So that'll give you a kind of an idea of the multiculturalism that you're going to experience on the route. Just by being on the Camino, you are becoming part of history. Number six is to treat your taste buds. This is a personal favorite of mine, especially when you're out on the trail, you've been walking 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever it may be, or had a long cycle. You can really afford to indulge yourself then when you are having your lunch and your dinner, because your body needs those extra calories as fuel to keep burning. So it's a win-win. You get your exercise and then you get to eat what you want at the end. It's fabulous. Number seven is make it your own Camino. So this is what I was saying to you. There's diversity on the routes and many routes to choose from. So make it your own path and make it your own Camino. You can walk for a week. You can walk for a whole month. You could cycle if that's what you're into. You can go off the beaten track, or you can join the famous path. There's a Camino for everybody and it will be simply unforgettable. I promise you that. For more information about the routes or to book your Camino trip today, just contact the travel specialists at www.caminoways.com. As always, they will be delighted to hear from you.